that it's legal, especially in the state, like it's more acceptable. Like the lane has been created for you to do what you want to in it, you know, whether that's growing, whether that's talking about it, whether that's reviewing, you know what I'm saying? It's a lie.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is tasty. Mm. This the black cherry Elvis?
Yep, that's what it is.
Good Lord. Mm. This is tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what you're doing.
I love that.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter C, which stands for cannabis, but not Chris. That starts with a K. That's right. You are listening to nothing other than...
Cannasations with Chris. Welcome every... Hold up. I had to hit my weed, this tasty ass weed real quick. Welcome to another episode of Cannasations with Chris. I'm your host, Chris. And let me tell you something. I'm starting to see that this industry, this cannabis industry that we're part of, is just sprinkled with great names such as Chris. But what we like to do on this show is talk a little bit about the cannabis industry and highlight the people within. Like you all know, we were all drug dealers, pushers, dope smokers, and et cetera. And now it's time for us to be highlighted. So this person that I have on, I thought that I met you the first time down at Cambridge Cannabis, but you said we've met somewhere else, correct?
Well, no, we didn't actually meet. You were pointed out to me by our mutual friend, or was it? It was NECAN.
Okay, NECAN.
Yeah.
That's where there's
a lot of stuff going on. People were moving. Yeah. Like, oh, I've got something going on with Chris over there.
Yeah.
He does a podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I could hear your voice from across the room.
Yeah, I can't do nothing wrong. That's why I stay out of trouble, man, because of this damn voice of mine. Yeah.
But no, you're right. We first met in Cambridge.
It was. Okay. So we met the first time at Cambridge, but he's known of me before. So without further ado, watch this shit. We have Chris Padulo, right?
That's correct.
Yes. I ain't slaughtered, baby. The owner of Clovis Cannabis. Thank you so much for coming out, sir. Like I said, we sprinkled out there. It's a whole bunch of Chris's. I went to the Vermont Growers Association. They had an event out at Burlington Beer Company. And I pulled up and I met a Chris and another Chris came in that I knew before. Chris Gruno from Amunano. So that it was like one of my first guests. So that's what I'm saying. You got Chris from Freedom Flower. You got Chris from Cannasations. You got Chris from Clovis. Yeah, we everywhere.
I think there's a lot of Nicks out there too.
It is a lot of Nicks. That's the second name that I've met a lot of is Nicks.
So, yep. Accurate.
Yeah, well, once again, thank you so much for coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, man. And before we get into it, I know I said it, but this Black Cherry Elvis, it's easy on the nose, but when you taste it, when you smoke it, it really puts you there.
I like it.
So, well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about you and your upbringings and how you got here.
Got here right now, you mean?
I just did. Got here just now.
in 2022, I had an infrastructure already set up that was conducive to growing cannabis.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not a stranger to growing cannabis. So really, it was a no-brainer for me. In fact, when I bought the property that I live on now in 1999, I bought it with the intention of one day cultivating cannabis legally.
Mm.
I thought that day was going to come a lot sooner than it did. You know, 23 years, 24 years later, I thought it was going to be within a decade at the time. But, you know, agriculture is something that's been in my family. It's skipped a generation, but it's been in my families. It's probably been in all of our families if you go back far enough.
Oh, yes.
But I was lucky enough to have grandparents that were stewards and, you know, taught me a few things from a young age. And lucky enough to have met the right people in my formative years, turned me on to cultivation of cannabis. And I guess not adverse to risk as much as some people. Yeah. So I just kind of ran with it.
Well, that was a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run.
It was a good run. It is a good run.
It's a good run.
You know, I know it's crazy. Like people, like you deliver your own product. So it's crazy because I'm in kind of in the same boat, but like driving around with weed now is a lot different from driving around with weed 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you got to do is have your paperwork and you're straight. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's a weird dynamic now. It's a alternate universe that things are happening. So, but what's your relationship with the plant? Like, how long have you been growing?
So, you know, anything I tell you now is going to be, there's going to be a small margin of error because dates aren't great.
Of course.
Sometime in the late 80s, early 90s is when I put my first seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
Just stuff from some Sexy Maxi or something like that, you know?
That we That's an old strain. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing real serious until... And when I say serious, you know, nothing that was when I started to take it passionately. You know, somewhere around 93 or 94, I guess, when I moved to Vermont. I had definitely grown some gardens before that consistently, but when I moved to Vermont, it was just conducive, really conducive to growing good bud.
Yeah.
And I took a little bit of advantage of it.
As you should have. Yeah. You said you grew... First round 89-91 time frame, you start taking it serious. What made you take it serious? What was the drive behind the seriousness?
Just a lot more room where I am here,
yeah,
than where I was at the time.
Yeah.
So I grew up in between Quebec. I was born in Montreal, Quebec.
Okay.
And Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Oh, wow.
So right outside the city. So we jumped back and forth. And it was rural Quebec, but I didn't start growing until we were already well out of there. I was in junior in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
But down in the Hudson Valley, you know, you're kind of squeezed for space. And I just did little things, like literally Johnny Appleseed stuff, just throwing stuff in the ground and watching what happened, you know. Yeah.
How was that? Like, how was your first grow? Like, were you successful?
Sure. In what
he said, sure.
In you know, in turn, yeah. Successful in the fact that it lit a fire and kept me learning, and consistent with it. And you know, to this day, I'm learning and consistent with it.
That's the one thing I love about this industry. Everybody that talks about how they've been growing for years and years, they still say that they're learning.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, in everything, really.
Yeah. You have to learn. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me it's when you become old when you stop learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, like, that's dope. Yeah, it's great to hear that you're still learning. I mean, you've learned pretty well, sir.
I think we're all still learning, right?
As we should be. And even if we think we shouldn't, we still should be trying to learn. It's all about growth. Pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With the plant, with life, with it all. And speaking of things in that realm, you said something that was very interesting to me before, and that you are into a hand-to-hand combat.
Well, you're talking about jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
I've been training jiu-jitsu for almost as long as I've been growing weed.
Really?
Yeah. I started jiu-jitsu here in Vermont in... I guess it was 1995, 96, somewhere between the end of 94 and the beginning of 96.
Yeah, yeah.
In there. And I've been training it ever since.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What is it?
Jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
The form of jiu-jitsu I train is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And it stems from Japanese jiu-jitsu, judo. And it was brought from Japan to Brazil and then modified into its own thing, which is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And then brought from Brazil to the United States in the late 80s and early 90s by the Gracie family.
I know all about that. I love UFC. I love, that's why I said hand-to-hand combat. I love that sport, you know. But it's not all about that. It's more of, it's crazy how when you don't know much about MMA, jiu-jitsu, karate, you think it's just kicking, punching, hi-yas, and taking people down. But it's more than that, correct?
For me personally, it is medicine. You know, it's a way to manage all my stress, stay in shape, just, you know, keep a clear head. I'm never, you know, I can't always do jiu-jitsu these days. In fact, the last 5 years, I've been training less than I ever have since I started the martial art.
Yeah.
I cross-train with other things a little bit now. I had a gym of my own for the last over a decade now. Mm-hmm. But transferring into cannabis, growing, COVID hit, the governor shut us down, things went left and right. I have a few of my students that train up in Hardwick still under one of my other students, Ricky Wetherill, but these days really get most of my angst out by swimming laps.
A swimmer, huh?
Swimming laps now, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's
great. Hey, swimming is, oh, man, swimming is grueling.
It's as meditative to me as rolling, as doing jiu-jitsu, maybe even more.
So it is. So what's the meditative state like?
You're really by yourself, you know, yeah. And you're deprived of sound pretty much. It's only what's right there in front of you. And you just, you have to focus on your breathing. You have to. Just like anything else, the better you can breathe, the higher you'll perform, you know?
The better you can breathe. Okay. I like that. That is true.
That was very true. Yeah. Mm.
I never really looked at it, like I said, in a manner of breathing. One of my friends, his name is Thomas, he lived across from me when I lived in Essex. And I got to know him later on, and he started talking about how he used to go to jiu-jitsu, and he used to go train, and do all this stuff. And I just was like, all right, I just know not to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you could take me down. I know how to wrestle. I wrestled when I was in high school, and that's not the same thing. You know, it's a realm of...
It's grappling.
It's grappling, exactly. But it's still...
Jiu-jitsu, wrestling, both grappling, different focuses.
Yeah. I was watching, he showed me some of the videos of him. He had a training session with the Gracies, or just a picture. He's with one of the Gracies, and he's like kick ass. Like, I've never seen that. Every person that I've met that's in that realm of jiu-jitsu has been some form of like chopped up, cut. Because it's training.
It is super training. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and focusing on breathing, that's the
huge. You know, you got to keep that those lungs working, or else you
ain't gonna breathe.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna breathe.
Gas out.
That's when I've tried to swim, because I can't swim for shit. But when I've tried, as soon as I get to where I can't. What is it called? Wade in the water. I can't do that.
No.
One of my professors told me, she was like, "It's because I have dense bones."
Oh,
and I was like, "Okay, you're calling me fat? That's what that is." And she was like, "No, it's just you're heavier. You have a lot more muscle mass.
Yeah.
So in order for you to, you know, stay, it takes a lot more for you to stay up because you're heavier."
Yeah.
It's like you throw somebody. It was like she told me, she was like, even women that are bustier are easier to wade in the water because they have a form of buoyancy to hold them up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh. Okay, it makes sense then. So I'm just too strong to swim. That's what it is. But I can swim. I can do this.
You got the doggy paddle?
Yeah, I can. No, actually, I can. You know what I'm saying? What's that? The freestyle?
You this crawl? Thing? Yeah, freestyle.
Yeah,
crawl.
I can do that. But it's when I stop.
Oh, that's when you sink.
I sink like a rock.
Huh.
Like, for real.
You got to fill your lungs up. You got to take a deep breath. This will help you float. Make sure your lungs are full, and then take shallow breath so your lungs stay full. It acts as a flotation device.
So fill them all
the
way
up. You have
an
inner flotation. Yeah, check it out. And then if you sink with a full set of lungs, then you know your bones are real heavy.
Okay.
But you should lay on your back and just fill your lungs with air and see what happens. Your legs will drop, but I bet your upper torso floats, and then you're going to figure out how to move around.
All right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to go with you, though. You're going to go with
no you. No problem.
Do it.
So Johnson State.
Right down
Johnson
the street.
Johnson State, yep, right there.
All
right. Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good that you do it every day. Did you go this morning?
No, I did not go this morning. I mean, they're open every day.
Oh, open every day.
Yeah, no, when I'm really swimming, it's every day, maybe 6 days a week.
Yeah.
But maintenance is, you know, 2 to 3, which I'm doing right now, maintenance, two to three.
That's what's up. I need to get into it. I need to learn it. That's a different way.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've got to the part of the show where I'm going to ask you, good sir, to put a sticker on this filling up table. It's filling up, people.
Sticker on this table.
Yes, sir.
Wherever, I got three options here.
I want whatever option you want. And this is, I like that one. I like that one.
The big
joint. Because once this table fills up, you know, here we go. It's off to the next move. This is your canvas, good sir.
All right.
Got a lot of cool names on here.
Yep.
Boom. And the sticker is down. It is. Yeah. Good shit, sir. And shout out to my boy SK. He be giving me these beats, man. This man. Next part of the show is going to be called Own Weed. And what I like to do right here is, you know, you've been smoking for a while or consuming for a while. And that's what I like to do is ask about what things you like to do on weed, basically. So first question is, how do you like to consume?
Okay, so like most people, I feel, you know, when I started smoking weed was, you know, later in high school. And I feel like we did it all wrong back then, right?
Okay.
Like, I just feel like with everything else, well, maybe not we, but I, you know, where it was just, you know, straight up to get fucked up. Right?
That's exactly what it was.
So somewhere in my early 20s, I figured out that it was way better to medicate than to get fucked up.
Yeah. That's right.
And so, you know, that carried on to this very day. And it, you know, it's evolved a little bit. But really what that meant in the beginning for me was, you know, instead of smoking a joint or two in one sitting, it was taking a sip of a joint, you know, just a little sip. And I could function way better. And that has evolved into where, you know, and this is because of jiu-jitsu, really, that I stopped smoking everything. Oh. And I don't smoke anything anymore. I do, that's not entirely true. Once in a very great while will I take a sip here and there.
Yeah.
What I do, however, is eat it regularly.
Okay.
I infuse my own stuff. You know, I infuse honeys and butters and such, and I eat it regularly every day.
Oh.
But just small doses, you know, like I'm a 5 to 12 milligram person.
Oh, really? You
know, a couple times a day. Yep.
12 milligrams, that's like the end of the day type deal. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what's up. Yep. I like having people on the show that don't smoke. Like, because it's cannabis and you don't have to smoke it.
Yep.
Like, you can ingest it any other type of way that you want to, whether that's tinctures, whether that's eating.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want to. It's your prerogative.
Your own, yep.
You know? Next question is, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Oh, man, a full array of everything you can think of, really. But I will say this, that the newest thing that has got my attention is the newest band that, you know, and they might not even be that new, to be honest with you. I just was introduced to them when I was out west a couple weeks ago, and I might butcher the name, but man, they are really good. They're called Kung Bin.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of?
Khungbin.
Okay.
Man, I don't even know how to describe them, to be honest. They're kind of like the Be Good Tanya's met like Sound Dust or something.
Okay. I don't know neither one of them.
Oh, okay.
But that's cool. Like the genre. What's your regular genre that you listen to?
I guess if I had to choose a genre, it would be classic rock.
Yeah. You grew up in that time.
Yep.
It wasn't classic then. It was real rock. It was modern rock.
Yep.
But now we call it classic.
although, you know, I like everything. I'm eclectic. I like it all.
That's dope. Next question is, what I know you like to, you know, we get stoned and we like to eat. What you like to eat when you get stoned? I've heard some crazy things.
So what do I like to eat? That's going to be a boring one, bro.
You got to have something.
I'm not a munchie, dude.
You're
just not. Must be different because I eat
oh,
rather than
I
smoke.
I can see that.
But I'm just not a munchy dude.
You
Nope.
You eat your munchie, and you you like getting both in. Okay, I see what you're doing there,
I'm just
sir.
Not a munchie dude at all.
What? And you heard it here first, folks. That's crazy.
Is it?
That's good. No, I mean, it's not. I don't mean crazy in like you're crazy.
I remember the munchies.
Yeah, you've had them before.
Yeah, I've had them before. Know? Man, that was, I don't even know. Probably that would have, I don't know. I'll eat anything, I guess.
Put it on the table.
Put it on
I'll
the
do
table,
what it
I'll
do.
Yeah.
That's funny. I know we talked about it a little bit, but what type of activities do you like to do?
Activities do I like to do? So, yeah, like, you know, my life is all about farming, right? Now, I've always run a farm. So cannabis to me is, you know, it's farming. You know, you got a lot of people that are growers and some people that are farmers, and I do both of them right now. Mm. So my day really starts every morning, and it's not a joke. It's at 4:30 every morning, man. My eyes are open. I can't help it.
Got that internal alarm clock.
Yeah.
I got it,
and
too,
I'm
man.
Just busy. I'm either busy down in the trim room or you know, usually it's like this. Early morning to right around 7:30, I'm trimming stuff. Mm. I'm doing quality control. And then the later part of the morning is, depending on what time of year it is, I'm either swimming, doing my laps, or some other sort of exercise, hiking. And then it's back to the farm. It's just farming.
That's dope.
That's what I do. Yeah.
What other things do you farm?
Really, right now, it's just cannabis. And we have a small, you know, homestead. We raise some chickens and such. But for the last... You know, since I bought the farm in 99 up until 2015, we ran a community supported agricultural farm, livestock,
okay,
and market gardens and such.
Okay. Yeah. It's like what are those? What is a market garden?
Just for the people who might not know. A market garden is like community supported agriculture. Neighbors, friends, people come over to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
You.
So I know we got a commute.
The livestock part was the bigger part, that we were fully organic, but had a, when you say organic, sometimes you think, you know, little operations. And really, in the grand scheme of things, it's little. We're not like we were never a factory farm or anything, but we had at one time 600, you know, that lasted for, you know, a number of years, 5 to 6 years of raising 600 mothers, sheep. And lambing twice a year with them in intensive agriculture, rotational grazing agriculture.
I learned a lot about, I went to New England Culinary, and we talked to, you know, a lot about that stuff and how it's better for the environment, you know, things like that. So
yeah.
I know a minuscule amount. I've had to be around and break down animals, and I even wanted to do it myself. Killed a duck. With that was the only thing I've killed was a duck, it's in my freezer, like, you know. But I've had to be a part of a slaughtering of a cow, you know, things like that, because you are the epitome of what we're supposed to be doing. You're eating off, providing for, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, in the communal aspect of when you was doing it, like, that's the things we're supposed to do as humans.
Yeah.
So that's dope.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you have time for television?
Yeah, I mean, look, absolutely. I'll get on Netflix. I just binged True Detective season one.
Okay. I had somebody
that
else,
no
Bushy
joke,
Beard was on.
He
was like, I love True Detective.
Dude, no joke. That one was no joke. That
okay.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. I might have to check it out. What else you like to watch?
I'll tell you what I don't like to watch, and that's the news. Except for, you know, I watch WCAX in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, the first at 4:30.
The first at 4:30.
Yeah.
I've heard of that
one
before.
I get my half hour in.
Yeah, just the local. What's going on locally? So I watch the beginning of the world news, and the whole time I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn it, you know, or do whatever, something else I've been doing. I'm going to start asking that question. As far as TV, what don't you like to watch?
Because
we can all watch everything, but what don't you like to watch?
Yeah.
Let's talk shit about what you don't like to watch. So, I forgot to ask you, Clovis.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
You know, I don't know. I guess I've always been fascinated with old cultures, uh-huh. you know, and the oldest American culture, the Clovis people. And I literally was sitting out back with my wife and a couple of business associates. And we were trying to, this had been an ongoing thing for this company to be named for months and months and months and months. And I just hadn't really thought about it. But, it, you know, like so many other things at that time, everything had to be done at the moment. We had to come up with a name for the license. Mm. And it was just a really quick question, you know, like an exasperated question from my partner, like, what the fuck are we going to name this company? And I just saw a little arrowhead in my head and I said, Clovis, like instantly. And that was it. It was Clovis.
No.
You know? And yeah, it's like a little Clovis point, you know, the original knowledge of the Clovis people had a, you know, projectile hunting.
Okay. I've never heard of it. That's
dumb. Technology, you know, it's an original technology.
Mm. Okay. You know, you're a real interesting cat. Let me tell you, this man can give you some knowledge and kick your ass. Probably at the same time. He's going to choke you out and whisper it in your ear.
Clovis Point.
Clovis Point. Go to sleep, Clovis Point. Well, look, thank you so much for coming out, Chris. I greatly appreciate your time coming on the show, talking a little bit about you. And I had to grease him because it was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I hope I did. I feel like I, you know, might have been a little hesitant.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's new. One, I'm pretty sure that you never thought that this was going
to
happen.
No, you just know? Naturally adverse to cameras and microphones.
Exactly. So, and now that I asked you to come, you was like, yeah, I'll do it. So now you get around it and you get a little, so it's understandable, but you did good.
All right.
It was good.
All right.
And I'm telling you, wait till you hear it. I'm going to leave all this shit in it too. So then when we get there and you'd be like, hey, it was good.
Not too bad.
Was it too bad?
Better than bad.
Hey, it's better than bad, and that's what I need. Well, once again, why don't you tell them where to find you at on Instagram?
Oh, man. So, you know, I'm analog, so you're not going to.
Oh.
You are not going to find me on Instagram.
All right. Well,
I guess I do have a personal account there, and that is, you know, just for family and friends, though. I know. Everybody's
You ain't got
to
share.
Everybody telling me to get on.
No, nah, I mean, it's a way of modern day communication.
I know.
And I know the older crowd is like, I don't need to do it. If you can look on Instagram, you got a phone in your hand. I can call you. But that's the new form of communication. Is I'm not here to, you know, tell you to get on it. If you don't want to get on it, you're a person who says that you don't want to do it. I'm not going to. But it is like a modern way of communication. So. But you ain't got to give them your personal joint. That's for friends and family. These ain't friends. These just listeners. I mean, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all are my friends. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're just getting to know you.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I know you out here in some dispensaries, so y'all go make sure y'all find that Clovis. I tell you, man, that Black Cherry Elvis. I've hit it a couple times. I don't, you know, I don't like to get too high on the show because when I get too high, I'll be like, what? So I've had to. Sip, if you will.
I've been watching.
I've been sipping.
You've been taking sips. Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. Well, once again, Chris, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for inviting me.
And thank y'all for listening. I greatly appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know where y'all can find me, Cannisations Chris Podcast on Instagram. Y'all reach out, you know, busting moves. Yo, you see me out in that state house, man? I gave a little black history devotional at the state house. So, I'm just excited where my life is going and what's going on. But look, once again, thank y'all for listening. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And we out.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I was just starting to get comfortable.
That's what I was
just starting.
Hey, we can keep going. And this ain't the last time.
Maybe we can do it again.
We're gonna definitely
I'll
do it again.
Way more comfortable.
I'm like your podcast.
I feel like I gave you real generic stuff and like I might have stuttered a bunch.
Yeah, but it's cool. I can edit it out. Yeah. When I edit out all the stutters, you're going to be like, damn, I sound good.
Okay. I didn't color it enough for you.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get deep enough. It's surface.
Surface level. That's what you're comfortable with. What I want.
If you want, we do this again. I'll try to get deeper.
And we're going to grow as we grow as an industry. You know what I'm saying? This is just for people to get to know you.
I do have a lot of good stories.
I know you do.
A good story.
I know you do. It
takes me a minute to get comfortable.
Hey, yo, y'all should see him. He's sitting here with his prescription shades. Yo, he cool as hell. I can hear them. What's good, people? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Cannasations with Chris. I just want to let y'all know that I'm going to be taking a break from Cannasations. That's right. But for the next 3 Wednesdays, you can catch me down at Nectar's. We're going to be down there for the High Breaks Beats. It's a hip-hop surf rock collaboration featuring the High Breaks with DJ Kanga and a whole bunch of featured MCs. That's the next 3 Wednesdays, 313, 320, and 327. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have a whole bunch of local people, a lot of people in the cannabis community that's going to be there. Someone going to be performing. Everybody that come through is going to be doing an interview with your boy. You know what I'm saying? So I hope to see y'all there, and y'all be on the lookout. And, of course, y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And I'm out.